Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here. The Mishbura writes in Hilchos Kiddush, and he says like this, that Kesha'echa moitzi l'chaveri day Kiddush, when someone's been moitzi his friend with Kiddush, tzoruch l'chavin lohitzioi, he has to be chavin to be moitzi him, v'ashemeya tzoruch l'chavin lotzeis, and the one who is hearing has to have a mind to be yoitzi the mitzvah Kiddush. Therefore, l'chein, zok the Mishbura, ha'nochon she'yaskir ba'al ha'bayis v'nebeis she'chavin lotzeis. He says, it's commendable for the ba'al ha'bayis, before he makes Kiddush, to announce to the ba'al ha'bayis to be yaitza, the mitzvah of kiddush de araisa, which means you should mechanech them to stay in one place and listen very good to the kiddush, because they shouldn't start thinking about other things, because they have to concentrate and listen to the kiddush. This is how they're being yaitza the kiddush de araisa, by listening to your kiddush. And we find the interesting shaila. What happens if someone does not want to be yaitza right now? He doesn't want to make Shabbos right now, but someone else wants to hear kiddush. This case happens a lot of times. Let's say in a nursing home or in a hospital where there's someone in the hospital who can make Kiddush, and your hospital is not walking distance to your house, and you want to make Kiddush for the person after Plaga Mincha, then drive back home. Can you do that? So it's a big shaila in the Paiskim, if you can make Kiddush and be Moitzi someone else in Kiddush, even though you don't want to be Yotze right now. Because on one hand, there's an Arvis, since he wasn't Yotze Mitzvah Kiddush yet, I'm Moitzi him the Kiddush, so I could do that. And I'm also a Bar Chayuva. I actually don't want to be Kabbal Shabbos now, but I'm Bar Chayuva, so I could be Moitzi him. On the other hand, right now, I don't want to kabbal Shabbos, so maybe I'm not called the Baruch Yuvu now, because it's not Shabbos yet. So it's a big shaila in the Paiskim. And the halacha l'mais is, b'sha'as ha'dchak, you could be mekel. Let's say there's no other Eitzah, no one else make Kiddush for the person in the hospital. You can make Kiddush for the person in the hospital, and you don't have not to be Eitzah Mitzvah Kiddush, and you could drive back home. Now, there's a big nid in the Paiskim. What's better? For someone to make Kiddush himself? Or is it better if one person, everyone makes Kiddush for himself, that's one side, every person, every adult, at the table makes their own Kiddush, or it's better if one person makes Kiddush for everyone else. What's the shaila? On one hand, there's the idea, mitzvah bo yosem eshlucha. It's better to do a mitzvah yourself than sending a shliach to do it. On the other hand, there's an idea called b'roiv am hadash melech, that if everyone makes Kiddush together, one person makes Kiddush for everyone else, that's like a big tumult, and that's a big covered for the mitzvah, b'roiv am hadash melech. And someone at Taina, that even there, in such a case, where one makes Kiddush for everyone else, it's not a chasaron in mitzvah yosem eshlucha. Because since it's working with Shemeya Ka'ina, that I'm listening, it's like I said it myself, so it's not even called a shliach, it's like I'm doing it myself. So this is the shaila. The Aruch HaShulchan and Siman Reisha and Gimel Sevav is machriya, that's better, if one is with Kaddish for everyone. And the same thing with Shabru in two places, in Reish Yud Gimel, Siman Reish Yud Gimel, also Paskins, that it's better if one person makes the bracha for everyone, that's better, al t'b'roi ma'am hadas melech. L'maisa, the minig is by a lot of different people that they make their own Kiddush. And one of the reasons given is a zaitik, a practical reason. That since Bizmanenu, people have a very hard time concentrating. It's very hard for them to be mechavim with the Birchas of a Kaddish and to listen properly. Therefore, it's an inyan to make your own Kiddush. Therefore, you don't have to rely on someone else's Kiddush where you're not listening well. Therefore, that would be a maila to make your own Kiddush. Now, a lot of the Achronim speak out that someone who has hearing aids, he should definitely make his own Kiddush, because hearing the Kiddush or the hearing aid is not so posh to yotza the mitzvah. So therefore, if you can't hear without the hearing aid and only hearing with the hearing aid, the kubi is not yotza the mitzvah. So there, definitely, in such a case, it's better if he makes his own Kiddush.